We're going to Lebanon next, where 21 people were killed by an Israeli airstrike. Around 100 kilometres north of Beirut, a residential building in Eitu, a predominantly Christian village, far from the parts of the country Israel had spent the last few weeks bombing and invading in retaliation, they say, for Hezbollah rocket attacks into northern Israel. The village's mayor, Joseph Trad, told Reuters the building had been rented to families displaced by the war. Several deaths have also been reported after more Israeli bombings in Gaza over the past 24 hours. Lindsay Hilsum is with us. She's international editor with Channel 4 News and is in Beirut this morning. Lindsay, good morning. Thank you for talking to us today.
Good morning, Garen.
What do you know about this strike and those deaths a long way north of where you are?
That's right, and that's what's causing great concern to Lebanese I've been speaking to. There was an understanding in the beginning. People could see that Israel was bombing very specifically Hezbollah areas. That didn't mean that civilians weren't being killed. They were, but you knew where they were going to bomb. But at the moment, there's a feeling that they could bomb anywhere. Now, this is because Hezbollah members and leaders have dispersed around the country. And this is creating a lot of tension within communities here in Lebanon, because from Eitu, as you were just saying, this Christian village, a family from the south, according to the mayor, had taken up residence in this house. Now, presumably they were fleeing the violence. Who were the family? Who was the father of the family or the brothers? Was it somebody from Hezbollah? These are the questions that people are now asking. And there's a feeling here that nowhere in Lebanon is safe anymore.
What about where you are, Lindsay, in Beirut?
Well, there have been attacks here. At last week on Thursday, there were two massive attacks which destroyed apartment blocks right in the city centre. And again, the people I was talking to there, they were just terrified and feeling that there was nowhere safe to go. The other place that has been hit a lot overnight is the Bekaa Valley. Now, this is another Hezbollah stronghold. But again, I say Hezbollah stronghold. There's lots of ordinary people who are living there. And it seems that there were 5, 6, 7, maybe more overnight attacks by the Israelis. I was on the border a couple of days ago, the border with Syria. Syrian refugees who've been here for a decade or more are now fleeing back to Syria. And I was also in a shelter for Lebanese refugees, people displaced within their own country, who feel that their own villages and towns, they're just unlivable now. The humanitarian crisis here is increasing all the time, and more than a quarter of the population has been displaced.
Lebanon was home to a lot of people who were displaced before this invasion, before this bombing started. Tell us about your assessment of the scale of the humanitarian situation there now.
Well, I think that the scale of the humanitarian situation is enormous. As I was just saying, we're talking about a quarter of the population being displaced. The schools are supposed to reopen this week. Well, schools are full of displaced people at the moment. And so that's not going to be possible. I was talking to some of the aid workers. Now, aid agencies are already stretched trying to help people in Gaza. And now they're having to help people here in Lebanon, and they're having to help Syrian refugees who are going back home to Syria. And many of them, when they get there, they're going to find that their houses are destroyed. And some are also going to find that it's impossible to survive there, because Syria, after the war there, has really collapsed as an economy. It's become a narco state. Drugs are really what keep the regime going. And so for ordinary people, survival in this region is becoming more and more difficult by the day.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected accusations that Israeli troops had deliberately targeted UNIFIL peacekeepers in Lebanon. There are Irish peacekeepers among that force. This brinkmanship between Israel and the United Nations forces continues.
And that is causing a great deal of concern internationally. You have this force, UNIFIL, which people in Ireland are very aware of because of Ireland's contribution, about 10,000. Now, they are not able to resist any incursion or invasion by the Israelis, and they have not been able to stop Hezbollah from firing into Israel, which it has been doing with increasing intensity over the last year. but they are the eyes and ears of the international community. Well, they were the eyes and ears. The Israelis shot out the cameras at Nakura, which is one of their main base, where they could at least to some extent see what was going on. Now, Israel is quite clear about what it wants. It wants the UNIFIL troops to pull back 5 kilometers north, which is basically to allow Israel a free fire zone and also so that Israel can just go and destroy what they call terrorist infrastructure. And we're talking here about arms dumps, places where they might find missiles, and tunnels which Hezbollah has dug under the ground from which to attack Israel. But the Security Council has said no, that the UNIFIL troops will stay where they are. They will not move. But, you know, it's becoming increasingly dangerous for them. 5 have already been injured, and they don't fight back.
Lindsay, thank you for speaking to us again. That's Lindsay Hilsum, international editor with Channel 4 News, speaking to us from Beirut this morning.